As the season of ordinary time draws to a close today, we celebrate Jesus Christ, the King of the universe. So we hear a lot about kings in our reading and kingdoms. You know, kings were not always around for the people of Israel, especially in the beginning. That's where we hear all these Bible stories that we've been taught since we were a kid. They didn't have a king back then. In fact, when they eventually asked God for a king, God said to them, "Well, what's wrong with me? I thought I was your king. That's what made you unique and different among all the nations." But because their neighbors all had kings, they kept insisting, protesting, because they wanted to be like their neighbors. And thus God allowed them eventually to have an earthly king. And much like today, and our leaders today, they were wealthy and they were honored. At times they were feared and at times they were corrupt. But they were responsible, like today's leaders, for the protecting of their people, for providing for their needs, and of course, passing laws that would work toward the improvement of the society that they lived in. Two of the greatest kings of Israel that we've probably heard of were David and his son Solomon. And they conquered all their enemies, and they ran a vast empire, and their wealth and their power were unimaginable. And that's because, at least in the beginning, they followed God's law. And for the people, everything was going great. But eventually, the kings that came after them of ancient Israel were corrupted by their own power and their wealth and their human passions. They drifted from God and they took their people with them by their bad example. They had no need for God anymore. And thus, God allowed their enemies to overcome them, and they were reduced to slaves of foreign nations. And after many years had passed, of course, the scriptures tell us they longed for a new king, for a prophesied redeemer who would again deliver them from their enemies and restore the powerful kingdom that they once lost. And when Jesus came on the scene with his new teachings and with his powerful miracles, the people, for the most part, rallied around him, saying to themselves, "Never have we seen such wondrous things in a man who teaches with such authority, like a king." In their eyes, Jesus was going to be that new king of Israel who would deliver them from the hands of the Romans who currently ruled over them. He would be that new David, restoring Israel's kingdom and power here on this earth. So, of course, they screamed, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord," as he entered into Jerusalem the week before he died. In the people's minds, the revolution, in a sense, had begun. Jesus was coming to take his place as king in their holy city. At least that's what they thought. And of course, when Jesus is arrested, the people who supported him became confused and bewildered. And then they became angry that this man, Jesus, whom they had placed so much hope in, had let them down. And so they turned against him and they helped put him to death. But as we see in our gospel today, there was one man who was crucified beside him. And he recognized Jesus as the true king that he was, saying, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." That criminal who was crucified beside him was able to see that Jesus had no interest in being an earthly king. His mission was to teach us how to love and to forgive, and that through loving one another and showing mercy, he would prepare us to inherit a heavenly kingdom where Jesus Christ, our King, would reign in all his glory and we would be his happy children, taking part in that joy, the joy of that spiritual kingdom. You know, how he was misunderstood by the people of his day. And yet we have been given a great gift, a faith in Jesus, our King, who has saved us. But so oftentimes, we can misunderstand him still, like the people of old. If we truly understood him like the saints did, we would seek to carry out his will in all things. But because we are weak, we forget to pray consistently in our lives. And when we forget to pray consistently, we can fall into that trap of forgetting how to truly love. However, as we gather this morning, we must give thanks to our King, for although he is very patient and merciful with us, he is always there to also assist us in growing in love. So in order to inherit his kingdom, we must pray and be grateful, as the celebration of Thanksgiving reminds us this week, so that we can truly continue to grow in love as God intended. Because through loving, we grow in God's grace, and we become those simple, humble children that our King desires us to be.